This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ezra and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition. It's time to take a look at the markets. Keith Kahn, welcome back. It's been a while since we've had you on. Now, there's been a lot of news regarding palm oil and the European Union. What's going on?
Well, on Wednesday, the EU Parliament voted to seek restrictions on the use of palm oil in biofuels. They claim it's due to concerns about its environmental impact. And, well, we've kind of seen that because from the haze that we experienced previously.
Right.
And thankfully, we don't anymore. So now in Europe, there will be a draft law on renewable energy that calls for reducing to zero the contribution from biofuels and bioliquids produced from palm oil specifically as of 2021.
Yeah, I guess what's interesting about this is that, of course, palm oil is quite significant to Malaysia's economy. We exported 6.8 billion ringgit worth last year, or about 8% of total exports.
Yeah, nice going with the stats.
Thank you.
Which is why, you know, the government has not been too happy about that decision. So Felda, representing oil palm plantation smallholders, they held a small protest this week, and Felda chairman Tan Sri Shahril Samad also talked about the possibility of buying European products last, calling the European Union's action as a form of economic colonialism. That's a new term I learned this week. Earlier today, we spoke to Plantation Industries and Commodities Minister Dato' Sri Masew Keong, and he introduced us to a new term, crop apartheid, because he says biodiesel can also come from other vegetable crops, and this is what he told us.
Everyone talking about environment, that palm oil is not sustainable, but to me, it's not environment alone. To me, it's protectionism of the homegrown oil in Europe and the pressure from the homegrown farmers. But then this is unfair, discriminatory, it's against free trade. For a body that profess on free trade, you are voting on a ban on palm oil being used as biodiesel.
All right. So, Keith, let's take a look at the ringgit. We've seen some strength this week.
We have indeed. The strength continued on today. Until today, last at 3.94 to the dollar, 3.93.8, 3.93.80 actually, to be exact. And the last time we saw this was in May 2016. So it's looking good this week. This is actually more on dollar weakness rather than ringgit strength. So that's why you don't see the same gains being translated into other currencies, with the euro, which is still at 4.83. The Sing dollar is still about 2.99 right now.
All right.
I'm very excited about this 3.94
I'm sure
thing.
You are.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Keeping the credit card safe. Thank you very much, Keith Kahn, for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.